This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public should comment on new WIP Forever strategic plan. The Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, is the nation's first geologic disposal site for radioactive and hazardous waste. But WIP should not be the only repository. For decades, federal laws and state agreements and permits have established a limited mission for both the amount of waste allowed and how long the site can operate. Other repositories are necessary since the nation has no plans to stop production of nuclear weapons that generate the plutonium waste. Other repositories also are required for commercial spent fuel and military high-level wastes. In recent years, officials with the Department of Energy, DOE, have discussed various ideas to keep WIP open for at least 50 years, twice as long as the original schedule, and to expand the types and amounts of waste. One reason for the quote-unquote WIP Forever plan is to avoid telling Congress and the public that it is time to develop other repositories, since no state is asking for those dump sites. DOE announced the upcoming release of a draft 5-year strategic plan and public comment meetings in Santa Fe on Monday, August 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Hotel Santa Fe, and in Carlsbad on Wednesday, August 28th from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. at the Skeen Whitlock Building. While WIP officials acknowledge that more informed public comment happens if the draft plan is released several days in advance, the document may not be available until just before the Santa Fe meeting. Thus, what exactly is in the 5-year plan is uncertain, but it likely will presume that WIP continues to operate until at least 2050 and the amount of waste totals at least 30% more than the legal limit of 175,564 cubic meters. It will certainly include adding at least one new shaft and numerous underground disposal rooms beyond those ever included in past designs. That additional space is for plutonium-contaminated waste previously designated for WIP that doesn't fit because of the underground contamination that makes some areas of the underground unstable. The plan also could include tons of weapons-grade plutonium and high-level waste that has always been prohibited by federal law and the state permit. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, "Whatever the specifics of the WIP strategic plan, the public can tell DOE that we do not agree with operating WIP forever." People can also tell state officials to enforce the legal limits on the amount and types of waste and set a closing date so the DOE and Congress know that it's time to plan for either long-term storage at generator sites or new repositories in other states, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.